Good morning, everybody. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma remains a very dangerous, catastrophic Category 5 hurricane this morning with maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour. The center of Irma right now is about 100 miles north of the northeastern coast of the Dominican Republic, moving off to the west-northwest at about 17 miles per hour. During the day today, we expect the core of Irma to pass just north of Hispaniola and then move into the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas tonight, continuing that west-northwestward motion near the central Bahamas through Friday, and then passing in between Cuba and the northwestern Bahamas as we go through Saturday. After that time, we expect a northward turn, and that will take Irma in the vicinity of the Florida Keys and the Florida Peninsula during the day on Sunday, and then up along the east coast of Florida Monday and up into the southeastern coast near the Georgia and South Carolina area as we get into the day on Tuesday. There's a lot of uncertainty in the timing and exact location of this turn, so we want to emphasize that everybody in the Florida Keys and the Florida Peninsula needs to pay very close attention to the progress of Irma. We're likely to issue hurricane watches for the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula later this morning. In terms of when we could see conditions begin to deteriorate, this is the expected arrival time of tropical storm force winds. We first expect tropical storm force winds to arrive in the Florida Keys during the day Saturday, South Florida Saturday evening, and then progressing up through the peninsula into Central Florida by Sunday morning, North Florida by Sunday evening, and then up into Georgia and South Carolina as we get into Monday morning. So for those of you in Florida, you still have another couple of days to prepare. Please follow any evacuation orders that you've been given by your local officials. Have your hurricane plan in place and be ready to execute that plan if you're asked to do so. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Irma.